Well, it's here. The 104th birthday of President Gerald R. Ford. May he rest in peace. To commemorate Ford's birthday, July 14th, the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Foundation hosts a couple of events. This Thursday night, Ambassador Carla A. Hills, who served as President Ford's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and later served as U.S. Trade Rep, will deliver the William E. Simon Lecture in Public Affairs. Also, that presidential wreath-laying ceremony on Friday. So let's cut to the chase and speak with you, Ambassador Hills. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, welcome.
Good to join you.
Good that you are here. Welcome to West Michigan, the home of our President Gerald R. Ford. Yes, the wreath-laying ceremony, I know, on Friday. But we hear your words Thursday night. You've had the question before, Ambassador Hills. Strongest memories of President Ford would be?
My memories of him are so very positive. He was a president that America needed, and I hope that we appreciate. Too few people know his tremendous contributions. He was generous, upright, did what was right for the country, never what was right for him politically, and got us on an even keel. I really think that when you stop to remember how it was in 1974, 75, and 76, we were in turmoil over the Vietnam War. Our economy was in terrible shape because of an oil embargo, and inflation was above 10%, double digit. Unemployment was very, very high. There were riots in Washington, and he took over after scandals in the government where Spiro Agnew, the vice president, stepped down. Then President Nixon stepped down because of the Watergate, and he led us through that. And when he left, inflation was down to below 5%. Employment was up. The economy had stabilized. And in every opportunity, he did what was right for the country, not what was advantageous to him politically.
Thank you for those words, Ambassador Carla A. Hills. You served as President Ford's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. What were your roles?
Well, as you mentioned, I served as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and there, too, were many changes. Here was a president who understood Washington better than most any president we've had in modern times for his long years of service on appropriations in the House of Representatives. He never sought to be president. He wanted to be Speaker of the House, and he was tapped because both sides of the aisle thought he was the very, very best, and they were right. And when we came in, we had a number of categorical programs to help our mayors and our states. President Ford understood that Washington does not know best, that Newark is very different from Phoenix. You can't require Phoenix to rehabilitate housing that it doesn't have. It's all new. And you can't require Newark to build new when it has no land for that. And so we put into effect the housing, the community development block grant program. I remember so well when I went to the office of secretary that mayors would come in and see me with a real need to upgrade lighting and curbing to stop criminals in the dark of night. And I'd say, I'm sorry, I have 14 categorical programs. I can eradicate rats. I can build parks. You can have this or that. But it wasn't their need. And what President Ford did was change that, working with Congress, so that we gave money distributed on the basis of poverty, housing overcrowdedness, and population, and that they could address their top need and not waste money on doing things that were 17th, 18th, or 19th on their priority list.
Just a couple minutes left. Ambassador Hills, your talk on Thursday night is about why trade matters. What will we hear?
Trade matters a great deal, and I don't think that the average American understands how important it is. We are a country with 5% of the population of the world. but producing over 15% of its output, and we simply must have markets where we can distribute our goods, which are the best in the world. But and there are economic studies that show that by opening our markets, that we become more competitive. Indeed, the Peterson Institute for International Economics has calculated that our GDP is up by $2 trillion, that's trillion dollars, as a result of our opening markets since the end of World War II and 2016. And we don't want to throw that away. But in addition to the economic advantages, the partnerships that it builds, the fact that it is the most effective tool in development, and it provides us with real security, because poor nations that have no economic opportunity become havens for international crime and terrorism. So this is something we really must understand and talk about and take a good path forward.
Great. Ambassador Carla Hills presenting your remarks Thursday night. I'll give all the details as we say goodbye. Final words from you, please.
Well, it's a pleasure to come to Michigan and to participate in this ceremony to commemorate a really splendid president. Our 38th president of the United States needs to be remembered. Boy, could we use his leadership today.
Thank you for that. You continuing to lead, Chairman, Chief Executive Officer, Hills & Company International Consultants. So life continues in such a cool way for you. Ambassador Hills, thank you. See you Thursday night.
A pleasure to join you. Thank you.